Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The end is near. It's near, no doubt about it. An effing disaster for Biden. Maybe the worst debate I've ever seen in my life. That was said by the liberal host of Pod Save America. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zioli as we recap Supreme Court decisions, the big debate last night, all of it for you in our fourth and final hour. The big story of the day today brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Venere. VeneriaDental.com. Great to be with you. Go see Dr. Mike Veneria today for your perfect smile. The big story, though, between the Supreme Court stuff and the election really is still the fallout over Joe Biden last night. And he was in Atlanta today, and he was yelling about something, his big rally that's going on. And a lot of people have turned around and said, this is like a totally different Biden. Who is this guy? What's going on here? What's happening? The reality of the situation is that Joe Biden is not well. He's not well. And when people are not mentally well, they have moments and there's periods of time where they literally just cannot function properly mentally. And he's the president of the United States. He can't have it be just, well, he can handle it during the day. And then at night, he totally fades, because that's not how it's supposed to work. It really isn't. It's not how it's supposed to work. Listen to Biden right now at this rally that he's doing. I guess, where's the rally? That doesn't matter anyway. Oh, Raleigh, North Carolina. Excuse me, Raleigh. This is how Biden sounds today, a little bit earlier today.
What you did last night, but I spent 90 minutes on a stage debating a guy who has the morals of an alley cat.
Yeah, it sounds a lot better, right?
Did you see Trump last night? My guess, he said, I mean it sincerely, a new record for the most lies told in a single debate. He lied about the great economy he created. He lied about the pandemic he botched, killing millions of people. He closed businesses. He closed schools. Losing their homes, people all over this country. America was flat on its back. So I told Trump that he was just one of two presidents in American history who left office.
So you see, the point is that there are moments where Biden cannot function. I mean, you compare that to the way he was last night, and you say to yourself, this guy's not well. But that's the point, though. To be president of the United States, you need to be able to have your brain with you 24/7. You can't be a situation where, well, the president's sundowning now. He doesn't have the ability to function as president, so he can't say anything right now. He can't make a decision right now. Because he's having one of his senior moments, or worse moments. like this.
All those things we need to do, child care, elder care, making sure that we continue to strengthen our health care system, making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with dealing with everything we have to do with, look, if we finally beat Medicare.
Thank you, President Biden. President Trump?
Well, he's right. He did beat Medicare. He beat it to death, and he's destroying Medicare because all of these people are coming in. They're putting them on Medicare. They're putting them on
all those things we need to do.
So think about that from the perspective of here in North Carolina, he's on a teleprompter. It's daytime. But presidents still have to make decisions, sometimes very crucial decisions, even at night when they're sundowning, when there's no teleprompter. That's the point. And that's what everybody saw last night was that other side to Joe Biden. But even with a teleprompter today, he still made a bunch of gaffes. He admits that he refers to Roe v. Wade as rover, 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 rover. Appears to suggest that his son Beau died in a war, which he did not. And admits on stage that he can't speak well, debate well, or walk well.
Donald Trump says he thinks overturning Roe v. Wade was a beautiful thing. My son was one of those people. Not a war woman in the beat. Folks, look. I don't walk as easy as I used to. I don't speak as smoothly as I used to. I don't debate as well as I used to. America bows to no one. No one. No one ever. Because I intend to win this state in November.
Hacking.
I stand here today, I can honestly say I'm never more optimistic about America's future in my whole career.
And he just walks off stage and shakes hands with the invisible man again. Walks off stage and shakes hands with the invisible man. I swear, you cannot make this up. You cannot make this up. He's not long for this world. I'm telling you, he's not long for this world. This is what I said on Monday on Fox News. And again, I'm saying this because I want to point out the fact that, yes, I'm right a lot more times than I'm wrong. I'm not always right, but I'm right a lot more times than I'm wrong. This is the key about what I think last night was about. And I've told you before, I think they want to replace him. They need to replace him. And that's what I think last night was. You may disagree with me, but I think last night was a setup. I do. I think last night was a trap.
Question, though, is there, are they doing this debate now in June, set the bar low so that they can keep him going? Or is this now he goes in there, they know it's going to be a disaster, and they can swap him out in August at the convention? That's the real question, Mike, is why are we doing a presidential debate in June when everybody's on vacation, the kids are just out of school? I had to get 3 kids to summer camp today, Mike. It was not easy. I still managed to put a tie on. And yet, here we are talking about a presidential debate. No one's paying attention. This is, I think, a question of, can Joe Biden really get to November? They still have time here to make a swap at the convention, which is in late August. This is what I think this debate's all about for the Democrats.
Plenty for you to talk about.
No doubt about it. And when I say nobody's paying attention, it turns out I was wrong on that point. Everybody was paying attention last night. I meant that the time of year, typically nobody's paying attention. Usually in June, nobody's really paying attention to politics. Yeah, you're doing other things. You're on vacation with your friends, your family. We're going on vacation tomorrow. We're driving up to the Adirondacks to see my wife's family and all my kids, the cousins and everybody else. I mean, that's what we're doing. That's what I meant by that. This time of year, traditionally, people are not dialed into presidential politics, even in an election year. So to do a debate in June is strange for that in that sense because you don't normally do it. But if you're trying very hard to push the guy out of the race, like the host of Pod Save America we're just talking about, then this is when you do it. Now, this is the time. But Joe Scarborough, Mika Brzezinski today got into it this morning. This is my favorite, though. They got into it, and they, you know, these two, what a love story, huh? Am I right? What a love story. This is something straight out of Taylor Swift.
Okay, hold on a second. That I agree with everything you said, except for the last part of it. Everybody calm down, and I'll tell you why. I mean, it's fine to not spin what happened last night, and we're not going to.
By the way, Mika, everybody's calm here.
No, you're the only one
raising your voice.
No, everybody
is calm here.
But again, it's the... let's just immediately pull this.
Let's end this.
Let's find someone else.
That's not what Mike said.
That attitude toward this is what I am saying slow down on. Because, again, there's no spinning it. But let's be balanced. Let's, for once, show some balance in a media world that is so shrill with imbalance that we've become inured to the difference between these two
candidates. This is a love story.
So let's put it this way. Gene Robinson, I'll go to you.
Wait. I just have to stop you. First of all, we always show balance.
We are, yeah.
Secondly, nobody's panicking. Mm-hmm. I said these were questions that Democrats and Joe Biden needed to ask themselves. And Mike said he missed one pitch down the middle after another and wasn't up to it last night.
Ouch. Right, okay. He wasn't up to it last night.
He said last night. So I will
say. By the way, it doesn't sound like you're going to be up to it tonight, if you know what I mean. Joe Scarborough, I don't think Mika is going to... Anyway, keep going.
That it's not panic. I mean, it's not being panicked to understand what's at stake and understand the window is closing very quickly. And if last night did not reveal that to you and other Democrats, then it needs to be revealed pretty soon.
Ouch. Awkward. Oofa, that's awkward. But wasn't it Joe Scarborough who said a while ago, not that long ago, this is the best Joe Biden we've ever seen? Huh? This is the best Biden of any Biden ever at any moment?
But comparing that guy's mental state, I've said it for years now, he's cogent. But I undersold him when I said he was cogent. He's far beyond cogent. In fact, I think he's better than he's ever been. Intellectually, analytically, because he's been around for 50 years. And, you know, I don't know if people know this or not, Biden used to be a hothead. Sometimes that Irishman would get in front of the reasoning. Sometimes he would say things he didn't want to say. This is... And I don't really, you know what, I don't really care. Start your tape right now, because I'm about to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And F you if you can't handle the truth. Mm. This version of Biden, intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever.
Oh!
Not a close second. And I've known him for years.
Gotcha.
The Brzezinskis have known him for 50 years. If it weren't the truth, I wouldn't say it. And you...
Hmm. And then contrast that with the from today.
Okay. Hold on a second.
Right.
I agree with everything you said, except for the last part of it. Everybody calm down, and I'll tell you why. I mean, it's fine to not spin what happened last night, and we're not going to.
By the way, Mika, he had a terrible night.
Mika,
everybody's calm here.
Yeah.
You're the only one raising your voice.
No, everybody is calm.
And pro tip, too. Women love it when a guy tells a woman to be calm. It's a pro tip. I stand by that. That will always serve you well. If you remind a woman that she's raising her voice and she's not calm, that works well. You know what also works well? Call them crazy. Yes, it will definitely work out well for you in the end. Truly. Yes, it's a home run. All right? It's a home run. Take my relationship advice on this.
But again, it's the... let's just immediately pull this. Let's end this. Let's find someone else.
That's not what Mike said.
That attitude toward this is what I am...
Do you feel like they're maybe talking about their marriage? Is it possible this is some sort of Freudian slip, really, about their own marriage between the two of them as they discuss this? But let's not fall for this. As I've been saying throughout the show, excuse me, pulling a Biden here, coughing. Let's not fall for this, because the truth of the matter is that last night was a setup. They do want to swap him out because he's losing. That's why. If he was winning, if he had a 20-point lead right now or hell, even a 5-point lead, it'd be a different conversation. In order to accept the premise that they need to make a change, all you got to do is look at the fact that the guy's losing. And you put this guy up in June and you put him out there now and you think that helps? No, of course not. You don't do a debate last night if you're losing unless you can hit it out of the park and change the conversation. You don't want the entire conversation to be about how bad you are when you're already losing before your son goes on trial for tax crimes that implicate you potentially. I mean, what kind of a political genius would think that's a good idea? What kind of a political genius would think that's a good idea? Nobody. Nobody. That's the truth. And you know, Donald Trump had a very good night last night for the most part, I thought. And as far as whatever you want to say about the back and forth on the golf game, the back and forth on the golf. I mean, I'll settle this on the golf course, if you ask me. Settle this on the golf course. Even the ladies on The View, even the ladies on The View are saying, it pains me to say this, but I think President Biden needs to step down and be replaced. Blame it on a cold. Blame it on his stuttering. Blame it on appropriation, whatever. But he did lose. Maybe he needs to go. That was the ladies on The View a few hours ago. And then the New York Times headline, which I went over with you earlier, it was posted almost immediately after the debate last night. Panic in the Democrat Party. But you see, Biden is a stubborn guy, so you have to give him his dignity to get out. But they also have the goods on him with the Hunter Biden laptop, so they can get him out. And this chorus of he needs to go, he needs to go, he needs to go is not going to stop just because he gave a speech today that sounded a lot more energetic than his debate performance last night. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. So I my favorite moment last night of the debate.
The total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either. Look, we had the safest border in the history.
I just love that. I don't think he knows what he said either. I don't think he knows what he said either. You think about it. Oh, it's bad. It's bad. It was a bad night. But it's not a surprising night. It's exactly what I told you it was going to be. They know it's going to go badly, and then this is how they're going to get him out of the race, because he's losing. And they cannot risk Donald Trump getting in there. Look, I don't want them to change Biden out. I said it yesterday, and I'll say it again today. Of all people, I wish he had knocked it out of the park last night. But I knew he wasn't going to. And you only need a brain to see that. It was a freaking 9 p.m. debate. And the State of the Union address was January. Now, think about that. At the State of the Union address in January, he was yelling, but he was able to. He was a lot more lucid in January than he was last night. It's June. So how much worse does Biden get by August when the convention is? How much worse does he get by October? See what I mean? Now, you're going to have a lot of people out there who are saying that there's no way they can make a change, there's no way it's going to happen, and they're going to give you procedural things. Just remember this. You don't vote for the candidate, you vote for the electors to that candidate. If something happens to that candidate, if there's changes that are made, the electors are still who you vote for. So it's really just a question of, will the electors vote for the Democrat nominee if the changes has to be made after Biden's electors are formally filed? But until the DNC formally nominates Joe Biden, you don't have a nominee. And what they want to do, though, is avoid a brokered convention. That's their biggest concern right now, is that if you do it the wrong way, you have a gigantic fight on your hands, a fight you can't win, a fight you can't win, because you're just going to divide the party and make everybody upset, and you're going to wind up breaking hearts and spirits, and it's going to come back and bite you. But what if you can avoid that? What if you can avoid that? If you can avoid that, well, then there you go. Then you can have the Democrat Party rally around him because they know that they have a chance to win. Otherwise, you're going to have a civil war in the Democrat Party that is something that is going to cost them the election regardless. They know that too. I mean, one of these guys, Jon Favreau, not the one who does the Marvel movies and who's the actor, but Jon Favreau, who is with Obama's peeps, he said the quiet part out loud here today when he said the following. If I can find it here. Sorry here. If this was October before the election, whatever it is, we move on. It's too late. But it's not. And you have options. Everybody is saying the same thing. It's what Van Jones said last night, too. You have options. The Democrat Party has options right now, but they are running out of options. And if they don't act soon, then they're not going to be able to save this. And they know that. They know that. I mean, he was practically in tears last night, Van Jones. Practically in tears.
There is no two ways about it. That was not a good debate for Joe Biden.
Ben? That was painful. I love Joe Biden. I work for Joe Biden. He didn't do well at all. He did not do well at all.
And he goes on to say that he needs to get out of the office. He needs to pull out of the race. He needs to pull out of the race. That's what Van Jones
said. I just want to speak from my heart. I love that guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good man. He loves his country. He's doing the best that he can. But he had a test to meet tonight to restore confidence of the country and of the base. And he failed to do that. And I think there's a lot of people who are going to want to see him consider taking a different course now. We're still far from our convention, and there is time for this party to figure out a different way forward if he will allow us to do that. But that was not what we needed from Joe Biden, and it's personally painful for a lot of people. It's not just panic, it's pain of what we saw tonight. I just want to speak from my heart.
Whenever they tell you they love you, that's when they're coming for you. That's when they're coming for you. Oh, and here's the other thing, too. You have a lot of people questioning whether or not Biden can do this job, and you have to invoke the 25th Amendment. I mean, Speaker Mike Johnson is calling on that, calling for them to invoke the 25th Amendment. But as an American, don't you think our enemies watch this, and don't you think our enemies watch the way this guy behaves and turn around and say, hey, this is bad? This is bad. And don't you think that our enemies think to themselves, maybe we could take advantage of this? Don't you think our enemies think we can take advantage of this? We can hurt the United States of America? Of course they do. Of course they think that. They're always thinking that. They're always thinking, how can they destroy the United States of America? How can they take advantage of whatever weakness we have? No question about it. All right, more to come. The Supreme Court deals a massive blow to the administrative state. Yes. Reaffirms the right of jury trials. Yes. And also justice for January 6 prisoners. Yes. And most importantly, of course, well, not maybe most importantly, but among the other important decisions, presidents cannot be criminally prosecuted for their actions as presidents. So big day, big show still to come. Our fourth and final hour on a Friday. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A win for common sense. You can't camp on public streets. Amazing. The United States Supreme Court handing a victory for, yes, common sense. A lot of great rulings today out of the court. A lot of them. I love it. I'm so happy today. Wasn't a perfect week because obviously they punted on Missouri v. Biden. But nevertheless, they got it right in a lot of different ways today, including the Supreme Court of the United States rule that cities can, in fact, ban camping on public streets. You know, part of the left's thing is that they believe that the unhoused, you know, they don't say homeless, they say unhoused. I'm sorry, but unhoused to me sounds like a vampire movie, the unhoused, like the undead, like Pelosi. You know, it's just what it sounds to me anyway. The unhoused. Well, the justices ruled 6-3 on the matter, saying it was not cruel and unusual punishment to prevent public camping. In a 6-3 decision that cites, they say cities can legally remove homeless persons camping on public property. The Ninth Circuit's decision in the case was reversed and the case was remanded for further proceedings. Delivering the opinion, Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote that the Constitution's Eighth Amendment serves many important functions, but it does not authorize federal judges to wrest those rights and responsibilities from the American people and in their place dictate this nation's homeless policy. The judgment below is reversed and the case is remanded for further proceedings consistent with this opinion. It all started in Oregon, where it always starts. Grants Pass, Oregon, which had in place public camping laws restricting encampments on public property. The Ninth Circuit, which is wacky, had ruled that the Eighth Amendment's cruel and unusual punishment clause bars cities from enforcing public camping ordinances. Can I also use that if they bar public, you know, taking a whiz on a, if you got to go, you got to go. I could get uromycetitis and die, to quote Jerry Seinfeld. Gorsuch wrote that the Grants Pass public camping ordinances do not criminalize statutes. Or status. The public camping laws prohibit actions undertaken by any person, regardless of status. Makes no difference whether the charged defendant is currently a person experiencing homelessness, a backpacker on vacation, or a student who abandons his dorm room to camp out and protest on the lawn of a municipal building. Because the public camping laws in this case do not criminalize status, it's not implicated. The case Robinson, which was a 1962 case, Robinson v. California. And there you go. So that's a big win right there. Now the guy gets kicked out of his house. Can't just start camping on the streets. The other thing too, programming note, tomorrow night, I'll be on Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. I'm very excited about that. And please tune in tomorrow night, 10 p.m. for your Saturday night keg party. We're going to make sure everybody smiles and is cheered up, which, you know, when Fail and I get together, people smile, people laugh. We have a good time. That's bottom line. We have a good time. No doubt about it. But I don't know about you. It just seems to me like America could certainly use a laugh. After last night, I think we're all terrified and rooting for a gigantic meteor. And truly, Trump's going to win if it's Biden. I don't want them to swap Biden out because I'm very, very nervous that if they swap Biden out, it's a problem. Kagan and the liberal Supreme Court justices issued a scathing dissent in Chevron. Scathing dissent. I think this decision today to overturn Chevron is one of the most important and consequential rulings in the history of this country. It is going to go so far in overturning the administrative state and the out-of-control executive. I'm thrilled. If you're a constitutional conservative, as I am, you are absolutely thrilled. The Supreme Court repudiates the doctrine that gave agencies a license to invent their own authority. Court says Chevron deference allows bureaucrats to usurp a judicial function, creating an eternal fog of uncertainty about what the law allows or requires. And this is wonderful. There were two cases, Rhode Island and New Jersey. Herring fishermen had challenged regulatory fees that they say were never authorized by Congress. And they asked the court to consider, because this was the whole government, the government turning along and saying, yeah, you got to have a herring boat fishing monitor on your boat. And you got to pay for it, too. So then some idiot son of a judge or a town commissioner or something would become the herring boat fishing monitor, and his salary would be paid for by the fishermen, fisher people. And that was overturned today. Chevron v. Natural Resources Defense Council was the doctrine upon which it was originally rested in 1984, which required that judges defer to a federal agency's permissible or reasonable interpretation of an ambiguous statute. At the time, it made sense, but then what happened, of course, since that time is that the executive agency said, oh, well, that gives us the ability to make our own rules, make our own laws. And it gives us the ability to add our own punishments. We can basically do whatever we want. And Congress has to pass a law to overturn us if they don't like it. That was never the intention of the court when it ruled in Chevron in 1984, ever. But like everything else, if you give more power, even though that was unintended, to the executive will empower the bureaucrats, and then the bureaucrats will then go and run this country as they've been doing, as they've been doing. And Chevron, critics like me, have long said, Chevron deference allows bureaucrats to usurp a judicial function and systematically disadvantaged little guy in disputes with an overwhelming administrative state. And the Supreme Court endorsed that critique by a 6-3 vote today, repudiating the idea that agencies, rather than judges, should resolve ambiguities in the statutes under which they operate. Writing for the majority in Loper Bright Enterprises v. Raimondo and Relentless v. Department of Commerce, Chief Justice John Roberts notes that the Administrative Procedures Act incorporates the traditional understanding of the judicial function under which courts must exercise independent judgment in determining the meaning of statutory provisions. The deference that Chevron requires of courts reviewing agency action cannot be squared with the APA, the Administrative Procedure Act. And good, this is a big win. But the meltdown from the lefties on the court is amazing. They were so upset by this because to the left, empowering bureaucrats, faceless, nameless bureaucrats who run this country by making executive rules and actions, and they can usurp the power of Congress and they don't have to face the accountability of the public, and on it goes. That's what they want. That's what they love. This way, the bureaucrats can undermine the agenda of a conservative president. When it comes to climate change, whatever other nonsense, the conservative president doesn't want to go down the road of, say, having the EPA more powerful. But the bureaucrats at the EPA can do whatever they want because they know they're going to outlast the president, outlast the administrator. That's why the administrative state needs to be reined in, because the Constitution is very clear. The legislative branch makes the laws, not the executive branch. And that's what we've had happening in the last 20, 25 years. Addressing the concern that rejecting Chevron is likely to produce large-scale disruption, as Justice Elena Kagan warns in a dissent joined by Justices Sonia Sotomayor and Ketanji Brown Jackson, Robert says we do not call into question prior cases that relied on the Chevron framework. The holdings of these cases, that specific agency actions are lawful, including the Clean Air Act holding of Chevron itself, are still subject to statutory stare decisis despite our change in the interpretive methodology. And we went through some of that earlier with you with Zach Smith. So if you missed any of that, you can go back and listen to it on the podcast. But bottom line is this. It is a win. I think this decision today, it will do more to right the ship in terms of the balance of power, to take it away from bureaucrats and back to the elected representatives as per our constitutional republic, than probably any other decision in a very, very long time. And I'm thrilled by it. I really am. And today was just a great day all around. I mean, for judicial common sense and reasoning, it really was. It was a great win in so many different ways. And then, of course, the other thing is what happened today with regarding the January 6th prisoners, which if you believe in civil liberties, you should be very happy about this decision today. Very happy. And you listen to Joe Biden today talking about locking up Trump, and you realize just how weaponized this government really is, just how weaponized this administration really is. And so today, for example, when you've got a Supreme Court that says we're gonna take the side of prisoners, we're gonna take the side of people who have been charged by the government in this Fisher ruling, and we're gonna say that the defendant's rights are important. It's a huge, huge deal. If you care about liberty, if you care about civil liberties, you have to be happy about this decision today. But D.C. judges who went along with the Department of Justice's unlawful application of this 1512, this disruption of an official proceeding in January 6 cases, should be ashamed. The Department of Justice using this January 6th felony court, this kangaroo court using this administrative disruption of administrative proceeding, which was meant to pass after Chevron and nothing to do with what happened on January 6th. And it's justice. It's justice for the system. It doesn't justify many of the actions of people on January the 6th. It's not the point. The point is it justifies that the government can't just find a statute that they want to apply and then just apply it. It's not how it works. That's not how it works. You don't get to do that. If it wasn't the intent of Congress, then you can't just pluck it out of thin air and use it to prosecute people. So another big win today for liberty. Just an all-around great day. What a great day heading into the weekend. What a great way to end the week, huh? Am I right? All right, we'll be right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, before I get out of here for the week and turn it over to the great one, Mark Levin, for his analysis on a Friday night, so I want to remind you that I'll be on Fox Across America tomorrow night with Jimmy Fallon at 10 p.m., set your DVR. And then next week I'll be off, but you'll be in great hands with my buddy Michael Pelka, stunt brain himself. I got to tell you, Gavin Newsom, man, this guy's slick. He's warming up. Last night he's out there, you know, Gavin Duff protests too much with his glorious hair, his wonderful coif, going on and on about how we cannot swap out Joe Biden. No way. We can't do that. We cannot. Swap out Joe Biden. How dare you suggest that? How dare you, sir? Kind of like what I told you yesterday. You know, you accuse your wife or your husband of cheating on you or something, and they do that. How dare? I will not justify that with a response. You did it, didn't you? Like, did you sleep with the guy? How dare? I will not justify that with a response. How dare you? That means you did it, didn't you? It's the same thing with Gavin Newsom. You know, how dare you suggest, how dare you, that you swap this man out? He was great last night. He was great. And all you people need to just freaking relax. Even Jen Psaki called BS on Gavin Newsom last night. Even when you've lost Jen Psaki, when she's calling BS on Gavin Newsom, you know you got a problem. You got a problem.
Is the chatter from the peanut gallery or is the chatter from deciders?
It is largely, it depends on who deciders are, right? Because the deciders are right. Really the public. I have not heard that from campaign operatives, mm-hmm. but I have heard it from members of Congress. I have heard it from people who have worked many Democratic campaigns, who are working in interest groups, people along those lines. What do we do now? Yeah. Can he still be replaced?
What do we do now? What do we do? What do we do now? I love it. I do. I love it. And it's just, you know, it's the kind of thing where you start watching these people who now start scrambling because they love a good power vacuum. Do they not? They love it. And they want to fill that vacuum as quickly as possible. There's nothing they want more than to be able to be the person. And the first rule of that is you got to go out there and you got to stand with Joe Biden. That's the first rule. If you're Gavin Newsom and you want to get the nod, you want somebody to turn around and you want somebody to say, you know, yeah, call me. Then you got to be the first one out after the debate going on and telling everybody that Joe Biden is fine. Don't believe your lying eyes. It's another cheap fake. Don't believe your lying eyes. It's another cheap fake. That's what you got to do. And nobody does it better than Gavin Newsom because the man is a perpetual walking, uttering, full of garbage is what he is. BS artist of the utmost degree. There's nobody smoother and slicker out there than Gavin the Hair Newsom. The guy walks, eats, talks BS. Nothing he says is authentic. I mean, I'm convinced the guy's AI. I don't think he's real, but he's so snarky. He's so just, you know, perfect in every way, shape, and form. And the translation of this is, pick me. That's the translation. Pick me. I want to do it. Let me do it, please. Let me.
In terms of bucking up and not navel-gazing and moving forward, if you were to advise the campaign how to turbocharge, how to kick up into another level, I do think they're going to have to make up ground they didn't previously have to make up because of this debate performance. What can they do that they're not doing? Should they do the second debate in September? Should they change course in some of the ways that they are trying to communicate? I hear you making a very strong case for President Biden's record, but I don't know what they should do to make that case more strongly than they have been.
Well, I think you just double down on what we're doing. We're all about to go out to six states across this country. I'm just doing my small part.
There's hundreds and hundreds of us
that will be going out. We have a clear message.
I've been in six states, Rachel. I'm just doing my part, but I am not in any way, shape, or form auditioning for the job. Please, Rachel, do not make the mistake of thinking that I, Gavin Newsom, crisscrossing the country every day, young and spry with my wonderful salt and pepper hair. Please, Rachel, don't make the mistake of believing that I want the job. No. Biden should stay in.
Contrast with Donald Trump and his performance tonight and his doubling down on lies and deceit. We have the opportunity to build a grassroots, to get people to recognize what's at stake if we don't unify as a Democratic Party. And again, it's a choice. This is a choice election. And so, look, all I know what to do is wake up tomorrow and do more and do better and worry less. It's about action. It's about passion. It's about purpose. And it's about having the back of a president that's had our back.
Governor Newsom, it's Jen Psaki. I wanted to ask you,
how are you so full of his performance
and his accomplishments? If voters out there could see one answer from Donald Trump tonight or one moment.
Governor, I want to ask you, how are you so completely full of crap that everybody can see through it 50 miles away? It's what you got to do. It's the game. And the game is on. The game is afoot. They still have the Kamala Harris problem, though. Watch for Justice Sonia Sotomayor to retire from the court. I told you there's a number of different scenarios in how this plays out. And the big one is you got to get rid of Kamala Harris because you can't just shove her aside for white guy Gavin Newsom. So you got to find a place for her. And the place is the United States Supreme Court. Sonia Sotomayor gets off the bench now. She doesn't like it. She's cranky. She's not happy. But she also understands the stakes, sees with her own eyes Biden's going to lose and thinks, I'll be the hero. I'll be the savior. I won't be the next Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And then you get wacky Kamala. You find a place for her. And then you can put her on the court and you can then make a change. And then you can have a new ticket. I think that that's what they're going for. Look, I have no way of knowing this. These are not my people. I don't talk to these people. I'm not a Democrat. I'm a Republican, a registered Republican voter, and I'm a conservative. They don't bring me into their strategy sessions. But I got to tell you, it's pretty bad when Anderson Cooper goes after you. You've lost Anderson Cooper. Everybody knows, Kamala Harris, your BS is as bad as everybody knows it is.
But the president of the United States was not able to make that case to Donald Trump on the stage tonight. I mean, you debated against then Vice President Trump, Vice President Biden 4 years ago, and he was a very different person on the stage 4 years ago when you debated him. You must I mean, that's certainly true, is it not?
Anderson, the point has to be performance in terms of what a president does. A
right,
president
but
who incites an insurrection against the Capitol. No, but I got the point that you're making about a 1.5 hour debate tonight. I'm talking about 3.5 years of performance in work that has been historic.
But
whether
is that
it be
the man,
infrastructure,
the man who we
the
saw
former
on
guy,
the stage
the other
tonight,
guy,
is that
the other
person
guy
you see
on the
in
debate
meetings every
stage,
day?
The person that you saw on the debate stage that has, for the last 3.5 years, up until today, performed in a way that has been about whether it be in the Oval Office, negotiating bipartisan deals.
You're dodging the question. That guy up there on that stage last night, that sundowner with the doll's eyes, shark's eyes like a doll's eyes, that guy? Yeah. That's how he always is, isn't it? That's how he always is. Be honest. Just tell us the truth. Be honest. You know it and I know it. He can't do the job. He can't do the job because he's out of it. He's out of it. And she knows it too. But, you know, she's, again, she has to act like, she has to act like that she doesn't want to take the job either. That's how they have to do it. How it has to be.
You know the thing about a shark? He's got lifeless eyes, black eyes, like a doll's eyes. When he comes at you, doesn't seem to be living until he bites you. And those black eyes roll over white, and then, then you hear that terrible high-pitched screaming.
That's Kamala Harris's laugh, actually, the high-pitched screaming. But Joe Biden's got those eyes, black eyes, like a doll's eyes. Listen, have a great weekend. Catch Fox News Saturday night, tomorrow night with Jimmy Failla. I'll be one of the guests on his panel. And have a great week and enjoy the 4th of July. And God bless America, and feel really good about things going into this weekend because, man, what a great day. What a great day. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli, Instagram at Zeoli Show. Thank you for listening. God bless.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.